Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Welcome to the new year on the Marion County Knockout Boys podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys.
On the Instagram, Marion County Knockout Boys podcast. Say hello.
Welcome to the 2020.
Party. 2020 vision from the treehouse.
2020 Mad Dog.
What's going on?
Yeah, boy.
I hate your guts.
Whoa.
Ha.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back.
We're bringing in the new year. Three of us up in the treehouse. Jimmy, how's it going over there?
Jimbo. What's going on, Jimbo?
Living those New Year's resolutions to their fullest.
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
You are not the Macho Man, Jimmy.
We're talking about Macho Man Randy Savage, not Jimmy. But
yeah. Good to be back, man. It's pouring down rain outside.
Yeah, it's been 10 days full of... It hasn't really, but...
close awesome enough.
2020 jokes and memes and...
Yeah.
2020 vision. I can't get enough of that one. That one's just killing me.
It's a good one. Yeah. I'm glad to be up here, man. Glad to be sitting across from you. Jimmy put up an Instagram page, and we're going to be
doing
periodical Instagram lives.
Hope everybody's following that because it's riveting content.
It's popping right now.
It's happening. And those emails need to keep on coming in. Because my boy Jimbo, not the greatest at getting through him because he's a piece of shit. But
he can't read.
MCKOB at yahoo.com. If there's any confusion about that, it's at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Yahoo.
Yep.
Dot com.
Not boring like Gmail. It's Yahoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Jimmy's fault.
It happens. It's
our fault, too. I mean, we should double check his work, for one, and... anything he writes down, we probably know it's wrong.
Well, here's the problem. You're only as good as your weakest link.
Yes, and he is a weak-ass link.
So it doesn't need to happen, but I feel like I might as well go out and just say it. Sorry about that last one, because...
Yeah, he's
one got a little crazy.
He's a McDonald's chicken sandwich to a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Mm.
We're the Popeye's. He's the McChick.
If you got if you got the chicken sandwich Olympics, and you have your top three chicken sandwiches coming to the games,
he's in special needs.
You know, Olympics. Popeyes is over here, and Chick-fil-A is trying to make their best effort, you know, to get that gold. But who takes it?
Popeyes.
You got that Popeyes?
Personally, yeah, I like Popeyes over Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they both have their qualities.
It's about the same. But
Popeyes goes harder in the paint, though.
Popeyes puts mayo on it. I'm all about that.
Oh.
Okay. And they got the broche bun.
Yeah, they do have the broche bun. That's
true. I'm down with that, man.
Yeah, it ain't no dinner roll.
No.
It's something.
That's where I'm at. But I do. And you know what? Screw it. I'll just say it. I like Popeyes fries too, the Cajun fries.
Yeah, that little waffle fry. That little waffle fries is kind of a poor excuse for a meal appetizer, side.
Yeah. Onion rings, French fry guy. If you order, let's say you order a burger.
French fries.
I'm an onion ring guy. Or tater tot or French fry.
I'm going to go tots, though.
Tots?
If there's tots.
Tots over everything.
Tots. And if there's Cajun tots, I'm going to take the Cajun tots. I'm a big advocate for a nice, tasty tot.
Me too. You know. I like the tot. I always have, ever since I was a little kid.
I still appreciate the fry.
So, we got bad news. Rush's drummer died.
Oh, man. That was just a matter... Oh, God, I couldn't believe that.
Yep, one of the greatest ever.
What a loss.
Big time.
What a loss.
He's probably right up there with like Bonham for me.
He's on. He's a staple in American drumming.
Yeah,
world drumming. He's a world drummer. He was.
I like Ozzy's drummer.
Ozzy's drummer. Ozzy's always got that drummer, that big hitter drummer, man. But Neil Peart was a.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Solid,
man.
Precise force of.
How old was he?
67.
Man. What did he die of? Just heart attack or in his sleep or
brain cancer?
Oh, so he's been
not
battling.
A good one.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It sucks.
Yeah, been battling that one.
Yep, Neil Peart, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
The funny thing about the name Neil is it has no respect for the rule I before E except after C.
What about eel?
Yeah, that doesn't even follow that guideline either.
Neil the eel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil, that's kind of a weird thing to say, Zach. I never would have thought
of
that.
I just noticed it. Yeah. There's
the I before
whatever,
the
you know, because it's just what I noticed when I looked at it.
What else rhymes with Neil?
Peel.
Steel.
Yeah.
Beel. Beel.
It depends on how you say it, but Creole.
Yeah, I think Louisiana.
Creole, yeah.
Creo. Or is it Creole?
Creole. Nolens.
What is a Creole, by the way? Is that cooking up crawdad or what?
Crab? Spice.
Creole food?
I think it's that spice, man.
Is it?
Yeah, because Creole could be Creole. On the rice. It's nice. Yeah,
maybe you're right. But when you go to like a store, you can't just buy Creole seasoning. I've never seen it.
I don't know. Maybe you can. I think you can. Probably not on that spice rack.
On that Amazon rack?
You can get it on Amazon rack, guaranteed.
Boy.
You get a button. Amazon button? We are the Creole. Push the button.
Would you like Cajun
2 days
fries
later?
Too from Popeyes?
Boom.
You damn right I would. Yeah, never really thought about that, actually.
Yeah.
Creole. Creole is a seasoning. Is that right? Everybody, email in. Let us know we're wrong or if we're right on that, because I'm 50-50 on a Creole being a seasoning.
Did you know that Neil Peart was the lyricist for Rush, too? Wrote all the lyrics.
All of them?
Main lyricist, anyways.
Really?
Most of them.
I didn't know that.
Amazing,
that's,
right?
That's actually pretty cool.
Because it's deep. Yeah, it's very insightful. Very insightful lyrics.
Yeah, they have a lot of good songs. What about sure. Working Man?
Working Man, yeah.
You would think?
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
That's probably my favorite Rush song.
What's
your favorite Rush song?
I like the album 2112. Was awesome. We should play this.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to bring that one up. What's it called?
Just put in 2112. The whole thing's freaking awesome.
Is it?
It was their breakout record.
The beginning is what you like, or just everything in general?
Everything. Whole thing.
2112, huh? Now we're at 2020.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Full name, Cornelius Elwood Peart. Yeah, check that out.
Are you ready?
Play that. Take off your hat.
It's a 20-minute song.
I know, badass.
Holy shit. This is your favorite Rush song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Learn something new.
I know.
So what you're saying, what's his real name?
His full name is Cornelius Elwood Peart. He was born in sometime... I don't know when, actually. I started saying something like I knew it, and I have no idea.
Where was he born?
I don't know. I tried to do a little bit of research to give some sort of eulogy here, and I'm failing miserably.
No, you're doing good.
Thought I'd put up some fun facts. I've said them all.
Good-ish. This is it? This is psychedelic. How long does it do this weird shit?
For forever.
I mean, I guess it is 20 minutes.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite drummers. I made a list of great drummers. Got me thinking. Thought it'd be fun to talk about. Maybe not. I don't know.
Liberty! Liberty.
Oh, no. Liberty?
And wait a second. Justice for all.
Yeah, there we
go. Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimbo.
For reminding us about that. Yeah. Cheers to Liberty.
Cheers with
and
beers.
Shout out to Justice for all.
Shout out to Justin Bieber.
Yep.
There we go. Now this is the best Rush song ever. Can't deny it. Can't argue it. Although nobody goes to work at 9 anymore. Yeah, I always loved this Rush song. They got so many good songs, though.
For sure.
So many good ones. My mom was in love with Rush.
Like, many people were.
In high school or...
I bet.
This
you know what
her,
that meant? It meant you had good taste.
Yeah.
That meant you were...
You were a rocker.
With your noggin.
And that's what's important, because you don't see that enough today with kids. They listen
the
to just the weirdest stuff, kids nowadays.
Don't they?
Do you
don't
go,
they?
Have you ever put your radio on like 96.3 and like listen to that music?
Really.
It is awful.
I don't even listen to anything on the radio anymore. It's crazy.
Sometimes
what
I get
they play.
Out.
I listen to a lot of Christmas music on the radio, and that was about
it. I'm burned out on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Totally.
You don't want to listen to any more Christmas music?
No.
Yeah,
no way.
Good Lord. The shit on the radio these days.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
It's crap. I don't know how these guys are getting famous. It seems. If you have autotune and like somebody puts a little beat down and you go, "You hamburgers," and it's all autotuned up, and white socks, hamburgers, you'll make it.
Hamburgers, big booty, yeah, I like it when she got the big booty with the hamburgers. Fucking
white
kids
wall
with they got
can't.
Tattoos all over their face and they just rap about, I don't know.
Weird shit.
Call me the working man.
That is
That's
music,
what I'm talking
man.
About.
That is music.
Back to the basics. Come on.
So if you could live the life of any movie character of any movie, who would that be for you?
I
think I'd be Iron Man or Marty McFly.
I'd be like or maybe Doc, like Aladdin. You got a genie.
Yeah,
Iron Man's got a pretty good thing going on.
Pretty good gig.
The first thing I thought of was like the Wolf of Wall Street or something. That'd be crazy.
That didn't end so great.
Don't want that life. Don't want that life.
Didn't end so great for him, but.
Maybe like Richie Rich or something. No, I don't
know. Oh, what about that movie, Blank Checks?
Yeah.
What was that kid? Frankie
Muniz. Yeah. Yeah, that kid's great.
I love that movie as a kid.
Yeah.
I forget the whole premise of that, though. What was it? He just got a blank check and he wrote $1 million check? Or
what if you were Marty McFly? Would you do
I
that?
I know, that's what I'm saying. You could
I would like to think I'd probably make better judgment calls than Marty McFly did. It's like, don't
he didn't
take,
have it.
Don't take the goddamn almanac and lose it like a dumbass.
Yeah,
you're going to give Biff
that
like,
did screw him up.
All kinds of crazy power to just alter the universe. The universe should have blown up in one of those three movies because Doc always talked about that.
Yeah.
The space-time continuum is at risk when you do stupid stuff like Marty was doing pretty much in every movie, making his mom fall in love with him. Come on, can't you just lay low for a week?
What about Rocky and like...
yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Sly.
That'd be... Oh, that'd be a rise
or,
to
I don't know, Arnold T1 or
what
something.
What about like Shia LaBeouf in Transformers?
I'd do Shia LaBeouf in Lawless. That'd be my guy.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, it's good. With they're like Moonshiner brothers.
Oh, cool.
With what's the one who does who's the guy who plays Bane? What's his name?
I don't don't know.
He's a badass. He's a really good actor. But
what movie is that in? Bane?
Yeah, Batman.
Oh, in Batman.
Yeah, Bane. I'm Bane.
Yeah, I don't even... that's one of the newer ones. I don't
know. It's the last one they did with Christian Bale.
I'm not even sure if I saw that. I think I did, but I don't remember it.
You were grown up in darkness. I was born in it. A lot of weird shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Those were dark movies at times.
Why so serious?
What's your
get away from me.
What's your social security number?
Freaking me out.
Oh, don't be freaked out, Zach. It's all in good fun. But you didn't answer my question. All
right. The movie, who I want to be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're on the spot, bro.
I can't handle this pressure.
Slap you, boy. I don't know either, actually.
Yeah, you answer it. I said like three different ones.
I don't know that were I said Iron
relatively
Man.
Okay, but it's not there. None of them were a good choice. No. Iron Man would be pretty cool. That'd be fun. But I don't know about that because you got a lot of responsibility as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like a lot of responsibility. You're in charge of a gigantic company and you're in charge of saving the world.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And you end up dying. The last one.
Yeah, true. Spoiler alert, but I was going to say that and I didn't. I refrained because...
It's not much of a spoiler.
Maybe there's kids out there who probably... There's no kids out there who haven't seen that. What if... all right. What if... Would you rather have, for the rest of your life, would you rather have somebody clean for you or cook for you?
Oh, clean.
Yeah, that one's easy.
I like cooking.
Yeah, clean too because... Cooking's enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't mind cooking.
And then the worst part about cooking is cleaning. And so then you got somebody to do that for you.
Yeah. I would just make a fucking huge mess. I would use two pans to cook two grilled cheeses. I would just go like one of these. Or, you know, three slices of bacon in one pan, three slices of bacon
I'd get a bowl out for every ingredient that I'm like pre-chopping. Yeah. And just put them in a big, nice bowl.
Wouldn't care.
That's the best. When you get all your stuff pre-chopped in bowls, and then you just go boom, boom, like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. They have it all prepped.
Triple D.
Know what I'm saying?
Flavor Town.
I want that life.
Is that show still around?
Can I make that my answer for who would I want to live like in a movie/slash TV show?
Guy
Can
Fieri?
I just be Guy Fieri?
Sure.
Why not? And just travel around and eat in kitchens. Cool.
I like that guy.
How
many... How many chickens do you think it would take to take down an elephant or to kill an elephant?
You had to get, and you don't want to go over.
Can't go over because then you got chickens to deal with.
Yeah, true. True. I'd say it'd have to take a thousand. Yeah,
at least
I was thinking a thousand. A thousand would be...
No.
I don't think that'd be enough.
Are we talking... Should we talk regular chickens or
can
like...
Can they be like cockfighting roosters?
Exactly.
Yeah,
roosters
they have to be aggressive because otherwise you're going to need like 10,000.
Let's go with spurs. Spur roosters
pissed
for
cockfighting. Pissed off birds.
Trained to kill. Trained to kill roosters.
With spurs too, yeah. Then you probably around 800.
Oh, man.
Probably under 1,000.
Well, you think... One fell swoop with an elephant that would take out 10, just his nose or head. And the elephant could run. The chickens probably couldn't, or the roosters probably couldn't keep up with it. I would say 2,000. 2,000 well-trained cockfighting roosters against one elephant.
What's the arena like, too? Because if it's a smaller room where they could the roosters could stack up on top of each other to get up to the elephant's
head.
Let's
call it a UFC ring.
Oh, nice.
So,
like a cage match?
Cage match.
Because
that
makes a difference.
Elephant can't leave. He can't run.
Yep. Because otherwise, he'll just start taking him out.
But he can stomp, and he can be pissed. Swing his head around in trunk.
If they get on top of him, if enough roosters get on top of him, they can take care of him.
All right. 2000. That's my number. Is that your number?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't even... That's high.
Really? I think that's low.
Well, it depends on how aggressive they are.
Well, they're...
They're serious
trained
fighters.
Trained cockfighters, yeah.
All right. If I'm going to make the order, I'll order 2,000 and just in case.
It'd be like dying 1,000 cuts of elephants are so paper big. Cuts.
That's the elephant's aggressive, too.
I mean, how many paper cuts would it do to take to kill you? Oh, that's God. What it would be like for an elephant with a cockfight.
What's the maximum amount of cockfighting roosters in a ring that you want to go up against? How many can you confidently take?
Shit, man. 5? Maybe. Those things are mean, man.
I know.
Those things...
Have you ever watched cockfighting?
No, I've never have, but
I've never watched it either.
I've watched the Seinfeld one when they had... Kramer had the Jerry.
Yeah.
Seen that. And I've heard stories that...
Based on that Seinfeld... I think that's a pretty good representation of what's happening in the cockfight
industry.
Think
so, too.
We'll go with that.
So, going off that Seinfeld thing, so what do you think the greatest TV show ever is in your eyes?
Oh, a lot of people are going to say Seinfeld, aren't they?
Yeah, but
you know,
it was a good one.
I mean, it was great. It was fine, but that's the thing about Seinfeld was it wasn't extraordinarily like amazing where you had to see every single one of them.
Yeah. It wasn't like following like now it is. Like, well, what reality TV nowadays? You have to follow. There's the Mandalorian.
There's a lot of shows that I have not seen.
I know your wife would say Friends. A lot of girls would say that.
She'd say that. She watches that every night.
Which is, it's a good show.
It is good. I find myself
chuckling,
wildly entertained.
Full House, Family Matters, Cheers.
Hey, for me, watching the first like MASH. 4, 5, 6 seasons of Game of Thrones was exhilarating.
Really?
I loved it.
I still have never done that.
Fucking loved it.
Never done it.
To each his own. Not everybody's cup of tea.
I don't got HBO. I'm sure I would do it if I could, but.
I'll give you the login. You should do it. I think you should do it. I think you'd like it. I think you'd enjoy it.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Yeah.
And I heard there's a lot of titties.
Yeah, that's cool. That part of it's there, you know. Whatever.
All males like that.
There's a good storyline.
So do you have any...
I'm there for the articles.
Yeah. I'm for the wardrobes and shoes and sword fights and shit. Dragons. I don't even know what it's about. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
you pretty much just summed it up. It's not that great. It's pretty good though.
What do you got there?
How about this? Would you rather, if you had to have a punishment, would you rather be put on the no-fly list for the rest of your life? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Not yet.
Fuck Jimmy. Jimmy.
Jimmy! Knock it off!
Jesus, Jimmy.
Sorry for yelling, but chill out. All right. Punishment, would you rather be on the no-fly list for the rest of your life or have to give up your driver's license for the rest of your life?
No-fly list. Yeah, I drive every day.
That one's not that hard.
Drive every day.
I mean,
day,
it would suck, but...
You can go on...
You can get around the world without a plane.
Yeah, you'd have to take like a cruise or a boat or some
boat.
BS like that.
It's not that bad.
It's doable. But you drive every day, so you'd have to say that.
True that.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, obviously, for financial reasons, driving is pretty important. Shot down fast. How about this? Would you rather live the same day for a year over and over again? Or would you just give up 3 years off the end of your life?
Say that again, sorry.
Would you rather have a Groundhog's Day every day for 1 year, 365 days of the same day over and over again?
Can I pick the day?
Can
I pick like
Well, see, there's
Super Bowl Sunday.
Possibly.
Okay.
I mean, probably not. How did it work in the movie? He didn't get to
I don't know what movie.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, it was just some random shitty day.
Yeah, it was a random shitty day. So we'll probably base it off of that.
Okay.
Or instead just be like, fuck, take 3 years of my life and I don't, and then I get to buy, get out of jail free card. I don't want him to do that punishment.
Oh, man. 3 years is a lot to lose in a lifetime.
Yeah. But you kind of lose a year.
Yeah. You do.
But you don't really lose anything. I mean,
I would take the Groundhog
I don't know how it works with the whole time.
I take the Groundhog's Day because, like, you'd be like Bill Murray in that movie. You'd be like,
just you just learn it.
Not give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you don't want to cut down your life any more than we live short lives, man.
Yeah, we do.
Like that. It's freaking crazy. On vacation?
Well, you figure, so we're in our 30s, right?
Yes.
In another 20 years, we're on the back nine, brother.
Sure.
That's crazy to think about.
Oh, the back nine of life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Another 20 years. I think about how long it took to get to 20 or 21. That was a major milestone, you know, when you're growing up. And then
forever.
Looking back from 2021 to now 36, I'm going to be, that seems like a blink of an eye.
I know.
No, that's 16 years.
Because we got this shit figured out.
And then another 16 years, you're on the back freaking nine of your life, man. You're not going to live, you've lived 50 years of your life. You're probably not going to live another 50 years of your life. Probably, we're probably going to die in our 90s or 100s, right? I would hope.
I hope. That's what I thought. But then I thought about it, and I look and like every you look at the statistics,
and the way we live.
No, people don't live that long.
Damn.
But hopefully they do.
Damn.
Some people. I don't know about statistics. I just made that up. Honey. I'm gonna be optimistic. I want to be 95.
Me too.
I'm cool with that.
I want to be older than 95.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, gotta retire soon. I'm planning on retiring in about 3 years.
Are you?
No, but I wish. That'd be great.
It'd be damn near impossible, considering you're...
I find it hard to believe.
I know.
Please answer the question.
Okay.
You hear me or what?
Yes. Check. Mic check. Mic check.
Yeah, he hears us. He hears us. Settle down, boy. Settle down. Oh, would you rather be a great, like a world famous poet or
intriguing
or take me to your
I like this
or a world famous tap dancer?
Oh gosh, a poet.
Would you?
I don't know, tap dancing.
Tap dancing would be fun, dude.
Badass.
You'd be in shape.
If you're world famous.
Yeah, we're talking.
That means
world
you're not
famous.
A struggling tap dancer, which
no,
would
no.
not be.
No, no,
no, no interest there.
We're talking making buku bucks.
Really? No, I'll take the poet.
I'll take the tap dancing.
Nice. I'm glad we split that. That's cool.
I'll take the twinkle toes band.
Yeah.
All day.
We'll still do a podcast.
Yeah, and I'll just be up here going doing the little Irish jig.
Yep. Yeah, we can put a tap floor in the treehouse for sure. That'll be good.
Speaking of Irish, you watch MMA at all?
No, I don't. I don't really.
Do you
watch
know who
personally?
Donald Cowboy Cerrone and Conor McGregor? They're fighting this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I know the names.
I was going to ask you who you think wins, but maybe we'll ask our bookie.
Yeah, let's get a hold of him in a bit. Let's take a break. Let's get out of here for a second.
All right, yeah. Give us 2 seconds. We will be right back, and
we'll call our bookie up.
Call the bookie. Settle it.
Sounds good, man.
Just
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Andy.
Can you hear us? Loud and clear. You can hear us fine.
Hey, Zach.
What's going on, man?
Guys?
Yeah,
are we rolling?
Yeah, we're live, bro.
Sweet.
Welcome to the Marion County Knockout Boys.
Tell me about those picks.
Yeah, so just to set the callers up and everybody, all the listeners, we got a bookie. We're calling him in right now. We're going to talk some NFL this weekend, maybe a little college football. And then I was hoping the Conor McGregor Cowboy Cerrone fight. So
We can talk about all those things.
Yeah, boy.
Let's get that money perspective down for all the sports fans.
So where are you at this weekend on the NFL games? So who's playing? Well,
so tomorrow, let's see, Saturday, the morning game.
NFC?
Yeah, the Titans and the Ravens are playing, actually.
Okay.
They're mixing up, I think, the NFC and the AFC this week. But the Titans and the Ravens play. And I'd put my money on the Ravens. They're favored by 10.
I'd do that, too.
Nobody's been able to stop Lamar.
Yeah.
Their offense is filthy like nothing we've ever seen before. He's having an MVP level season.
10's a lot though, but I'd put that.
Yeah, well, to me, the Titans barely squeaked by to get into the playoffs, and
the Titans got into the playoffs up against a soft New England team.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yes. Yeah, and you know they're in with a backup who's playing like a starter, but still, you know, I can't recall how far Tannehill's ever been in the playoffs, especially, you know, in a big game against a good team against the Ravens, who I think are going to end up winning the whole thing this year.
You think, though?
So I'll take the Ravens and the 10 points.
You're going to lay the 10 with the Ravens.
Yeah, if I was to pick a score, I'd go Ravens 30, Titans 14.
Ooh, okay.
So I'll take
there
that.
There you go.
10. All right. What's our other game Saturday?
So tomorrow, the second game is the Vikings at the 49ers. Ooh. And the Caesar Sportsbook has the Niners favored by only 7.
Is that a home game for the Niners?
Yeah, that'll be a home game for the Niners. You know, first game after their bye. So, but that's this will be an interesting game to me because the Niners are coming off a bye. The Vikings are coming off a pretty big win, right?
Yeah,
they are.
And you know, you look at Kirk Cousins. And
history doesn't show a lot of success in the playoffs for Kirk Cousins. Exactly, like one game.
Yeah, he has, and he's not known to perform well in the big games. But that was a pretty interesting win and a pretty interesting game all around.
Yeah.
The win against the Saints last week. You know, the Saints are my team. I really thought they were going to win. I put my money on the Saints, but Captain Kirk got it done in the Superdome. And I think I'll still take the Niners to win this game. I think they are the better team, but I think the Vikings are going to cover the spread.
Any update on Stephon Diggs' injury? And then
I have not. My sources have not confirmed whether or not he will play.
Okay.
This week.
And Thielen got hurt too, right?
Yes, Thielen. I heard that today.
Are there any doubts about that 49ers team?
Yes, I do. I have a doubt.
Isn't there legitimate concerns that this 49ers team isn't exactly the caliber team that
they're not a Super Bowl team in my eyes? What do you think, Mitch?
I think you know.
Can they beat the Ravens?
They were the best team the whole year, but you look at their schedule the first half of the year, you would expect them to be, you know, if they're semi-decent, to be have a great record after that. Nobody expects them to be undefeated and put up the kind of numbers that they have been. Garoppolo having a stellar year, but it doesn't seem like, you know, I think this is his first time going, obviously, is this his first playoff game of his career besides as a starter?
Yeah. He didn't play one with New England.
Yeah, so I think it'd be interesting to see how well he does in that game. But the 49ers, to me, might have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl.
Do you think so, man? Do you think they could beat Green Bay, or who's Green Bay playing?
Well, I think they're going to get their division rivals in the Seahawks next weekend.
Oh, you think that?
I think Green Bay's going to win that.
And I'm sorry to say that, Zach. I know you're a big Packers fan, but I have the Seahawks in that game. But back to the 49ers.
Let's move on to Sunday.
I think they are going to still get the win, but I'd be betting on the Vikings to cover the spread. I'm going to go 49ers 23, Vikings 20.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Nice. Let's move on to Sunday.
So then moving on to the Packers.
Let's go to Green Bay.
The big upset for me this week.
There you have it.
Yeah.
He's an insider. He knows what he's doing. He's a better.
Well, there's not exactly the Aaron Rodgers caliber talent around Aaron Rodgers anymore, right?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. Will he be able to carry his team to the next round of the playoffs?
Seahawks don't have a running game right now, though.
They might.
Yes, that was my key. That was my key to the Seahawks getting the win, you know. And what's going to be interesting, since they're in Green Bay, here it's going to be pretty frigid on Sunday.
The snow, I heard.
I'm excited to see how the Seahawks utilize a mid to late aged Marshawn Lynch, who's post retirement. You never know what Marshawn he can do. There's glimpses of beast mode. Last weekend, anyways, and that was on a short game plan.
Pivotal to get his role in this team at this stage of their season.
Obviously. With the lacking run game.
To open up the passing lanes for Wilson there.
Yeah. What's the spread on that one?
Green Bay, she just has Green Bay favored by 4.5.
Oh.
I'd at least take the Seahawks to cover this. If not, just take them on the money line.
Yeah, okay, so your Seahawks.
This is my one upset for the week I'm going to choose.
The
Seahawks. I don't know the odds on that, but I would take them to win that game. Just same thing kind of like the Vikings. I mean, even though the Seahawks played the whole second half or the last three quarters against McCown, I mean, they're coming fresh off a playoff win. And the Packers, to me, sort of got the first round by just quietly. You know, they weren't making any noise to me. And so I think the Seahawks are going to go ahead and get this one. I'd call it 23-17, the Seahawks, with a win in overtime.
Oh,
natural reasons. This is my game of the week, man. Yeah. This is my favorite game of the weekend.
Hot dog
on
the
fire. Can't wait for Sunday.
I like it, Mitch. What do you got? Chiefs and
Chiefs are favored by 10 against the Texans. Look, I mean, it seems to me like the Texans, like every Sunday I go to make my bets, the Texans are never a safe bet for me.
Nope.
You never know.
These guys, you just can't trust them. Just can't trust them. You know, I really think, their run of luck just ends this weekend.
I think so, too.
And they're going up against the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
One of the most explosive offenses, who I think is going to be one of the best players ever by the end of his career, if not the best quarterback. I'll say he's going to come out and throw over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
And they're going to win by probably, I'm going to call 35-17 over the Texans.
Yeah. I agree with that. And that's in Kansas City.
That is in Kansas City. You know, doesn't matter to them. I don't think it matters that they're coming off a bye. Keep them fresh. The Texans have just been scooting into the playoffs. You know, barely won last week. I'm gonna have to take the Chiefs with the points on this one.
Right.
They're favored by 10. I'll take them with that.
Yeah, I agree with that bet. So
a lot of good football this weekend.
Monday, let's heat this thing back up.
Yeah, Monday is my personal favorite.
Yeah, what do you got?
My personal favorite. I mean, we're last college football game of the year. We still have a few more NFL games in the next couple of weeks, but
I heard everybody's betting LSU.
Yeah, well, you know, me and you have that bet, right?
Yeah, we
got the LSU, and we were gonna wait till.
Let's do that right now. What's the spread?
Yeah, the spread's 6. LSU's favored by 6, and I'll take that. I'll give you 6.5.
And you got LSU, and I'll pick Clemson.
Yeah, I mean that's what you were indicating a couple weekends.
Okay,
a while ago. So.
And we're gonna do the coil bet, right?
Yeah,
Coilbed.
Half of the Coilbed or $100 out of the Coilman here.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. We'll do $100.
Okay. Let's do a hundo on that.
Yeah.
Shit.
What factors? What's his name? Lawrence.
Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence. A lot of talk about him being the probably going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time has been even mentioned. I've heard that he is that great, and he's been told to even maybe even sit out for a year.
In the NFL?
No, next year in college. Just sit out. Cause what is he? Is he a sophomore?
Yeah, he's a sophomore this year. True sophomore. He's got to play one more year for the league.
But his stock is that high in that kid right there.
He's a stud. Yeah, he's a stud. I mean,
the guy's good. The guy's good. Don't get me wrong. He hasn't lost a single college football game.
Yeah. Amazing.
In his whole career.
Yeah, national championship.
No matter. And a national championship. You know, when it comes down to it with wins and losses, the kid's the best you got out there.
Yeah.
The only thing that holds me back, I mean, I think talents, he's got it all there. Smarts, he's got it all there. The kid's good looking, too, on top of it all.
He's got that golden locks.
He's got that surfer guy look.
I seen cuter.
College football for you. You got to definitely take into account how good looking that starting quarterback is.
Right. Let's just like you got to take into account who he plays during the regular season.
I know, right?
That's the one thing.
Yeah, I know. I get it. ACC.
Well, I can almost and I'd be willing to. I don't know if this is true or not, but you know, Clemson's got a pretty good run on title games and all that. I heard they're not even traveling well for this championship, and.
Yeah, that's going to be
getting comfortable.
Key in this game, the fact that it is in New Orleans.
LSU, it's a home game.
There's no classes in the Bayou on Monday and Tuesday. So everybody's jacked up.
You're going to have to give
as
me,
there shouldn't as there shouldn't be.
You're going to have to give me 10 points. Do you think Burroughs is the real deal?
Yeah, so that's my thing, man. Like, this guy, no defense has really stopped him all year long. I mean, the kid's the real deal. Plus, he's playing in the SEC. I mean, this is what you want in a national championship game. Both teams are undefeated. Both teams score tremendously. I just think, in the end, the fact that Joe Burrow has had his successes in the SEC compared to Trevor, you know, this is going to be a big test for Clemson. I think I think they're going to come out, get hit hard by LSU's defense, and LSU's going to take it to them just like they took Oklahoma last week and come out firing.
What's what's the over-under on that? Do you know?
The over-under is 69.5 on that game.
I'll take over on that, probably.
I'll take the over on that as well. That's if I was that's where I would put my money. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game.
Yeah.
I do think that LSU is going to come out very strong, and it's going to take Clemson probably till halftime to pick it up a bit. But it's just going to be – then the second half, it's going to be a shootout. I really do think it's going to be less than a one-score game, but I will take the over on the 69.5.
I like Dabo over Ed, though, coaching-wise. Dabo's been in that game.
Yeah, that's a good key, too.
They've all been in that game. How many? They got a bunch of seniors that came back.
Yep. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. It's exactly what you want. It's exactly what you want.
Jimmy's on my headphones.
Jimmy, don't interrupt, you piece of shit. You're the worst.
Hold on a second. No.
Have a great interview.
No, Dan Marino's not even a college, let alone an NFL player, Jimmy.
Dan Marino.
Shut the fuck up.
Dan Marino's an
Alice. Dan Marino's fucking retired, bro.
Channel 6, man.
Miami's not even playing this week. All right.
Sorry.
Jim. Hey, shut up.
Sorry about
that. Hold on. We got a fucking caller on.
So, one more question. Who you got Saturday?
Real quick, I'm going to take LSU 40 over Clemson 33.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. Who you got this weekend, fight wise, UFC? Cerrone, McGregor.
So, look, I mean, I think. Cowboy Cerrone, he's coming off two losses.
Yeah.
McGregor's beefed up to come fight him at 170. I think McGregor's also favored. He's -300 in Caesar's sports book. I'm a betting man. That's where I'm putting my money. You know, the guy, he seems to be fighting more humble since his loss to Diaz. I don't know. That was a year and a half ago now.
Yeah, I think his last fight was Khabib.
Sorry.
I think his last fight was Khabib. Khabib beat his ass.
Oh, Khabib. That's, yeah, that too. But I feel like in the Khabib fight, he did fight more humble. You know, the guy knows what he's doing. He's not going to come back out of quote-unquote retirement to somebody he knows he can
lose to.
I mean, it seems like that's...
So you pick Conor on that one?
So I'm gonna put my money with McGregor on that one. Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool. Perfect, man. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, Mitch.
Yeah, that was really great. Actually, that was really good and insightful stuff.
Feel free to call me back anytime.
We will. We'll probably maybe call you back
in about 4 hours.
4 or 5 hours.
All right. Have a great night, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Later, man. Talk, Mitch. Bye.
Man can blow a harp and he can sing a good fucking bar of song too.
What's his name?
Elias.
John Popper, baby.
All right. Yeah, it is. You're right. And
it don't matter who you are.
Did he lose a bunch of weight?
He did.
He got healthy.
That might have been not by his choice, but God, I love this song.
You know, people, Penn Jillette lost a bunch of weight because he only ate potatoes for 30 days. You think he did that?
Probably not. A bunch of starch and sure can't
knows
be that healthy.
Sure knows how to put a song down on the track, probably. A good singer?
Yeah, he's good. I like John Papa.
Yeah, John Papa.
John Papa. Oh, Papa.
John Papa?
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, we said it right the first time.
Yeah, John Papa.
Jesus, Jimmy. Jimmy, I got to tell you, this podcast, you've really screwed things up. I almost dropped the F-bomb, but...
Yeah, I know.
I cannot believe... I don't know what's going on with you, man. Is your day life, or you're not getting enough sleep, or what? Your diet?
I was going to say, I don't think he's getting enough sleep.
I think he's drunk.
He is drunk.
He's always drunk, but are you really drunk? I mean, Jesus, man.
He's an idiot.
You know what? You keep this up and we will try to fire you again. We will demote you and fire you one more time. And this time it's going to be for real. I'm not joking around with you. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Don't look away, you POS.
We've got plenty of guys who'd like to sit behind that board.
Yeah.
Rodney Velcro, old Rodney Velcro, from down on Jeremiah Street.
Yeah,
he'd love to be here. I talked to him the other day.
You know what?
He hates Jimmy. Just
Jimmy, why don't you take the next podcast off? We'll get Rodney.
We could give Rodney a try.
And then we'll see where it goes from there, because you're really screwing up. I mean,
Rodney's no sane either. Rodney's he's got the big ears.
But yeah, but is it worse than fucking Jimmy? I mean,
Jimmy's
how bad
problems.
Can you get? Jimmy's like a Hispanic that, I don't know, can't speak English or Spanish. We can't.
So bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
What good are you?
Not only are you a hot dog, a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna, but you're a liar, too.
It's the worst kind.
That's exactly what he said. I remember when he said it.
The savage.
Hey, that was good times.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. We're not really known for, I don't know, clean water, steelhead, or
being financially like fiscal or anything like that. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Is that how you describe being responsible with your finances? Sure.
Or yeah,
something like that.
Parks and Rec. We're not nothing really. I mean, we got a town square, which is cool.
Reservoir.
Reservoir's cool.
A hot spot in a state park. Right up the hill.
I haven't been there for a while.
I'll go up there. It's a real treat.
Every time I go, it's
actually real nice.
Just go to fish. Yep. Catfish.
At the reservoir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, catfish all over the place in there.
It's guaranteed catfish. So,
yep. That's usually what happens. There's no point.
8 inches, 6 inch, small little catfish.
No, and let the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the kids have a shot.
You're guaranteed going to.
That's what I love about it, though, when they do like free kids fishing day or whatever. And all the kids are out there on the pier. That's a good time. They're all baiting them up and freaking getting all their
having a good time.
It's great for the kids. I like to, and I got the little boat, and the boat only goes to the reservoir. Well, actually, I take the boat a lot.
Is it
a lot of different places? But the boat's perfect for the reservoir. A little trolley motor on it, you know?
Electric motor.
Oh yeah, no. And you can go all the way to the other side, go up that little inlet, and it's like a tropical paradise up there. It's fun.
It is. You go all the way to the back.
Oh, when it's hot out? It's yeah, nice. Yeah. It's real nice.
I agree. What's your, off subject here, but what's your go-to meal to cook for the family? Mine's probably spaghetti. Super simple. Takes me 30 minutes.
If I leave a legacy in the kitchen, I want it to be my tuna on toast.
Just, it's not tuna melts?
No, well, it's just tuna on it's tuna on shit on a shingle, man.
Shit, man, that's awful.
It's so good. I love it. It's my favorite meal. That's why I cook it now.
Like a piece of toast. So.
You cut it with a fork and scoop it up. Mm-hmm. You do like a roux. You put the tuna in there.
Oh, okay.
It's cheese. and then peas and carrots. And you don't have to have cheese. You don't have to have cheese, but cheese is a bonus. if we're celebrating a birthday, maybe.
If I worked a little overtime.
But we do, if, you know, like during the summer, a lot of tri-tips.
Yeah.
I barbecue a lot of tri-tips.
You like tri-tip?
I guess it's what we end up cooking a lot for some reason. Really, I don't know why.
Tri-tips.
It's a clean cut.
It is. So I bought a barbecue.
It's meat.
I got the Green Mountain.
Oh, you got the Green Mountain. Cool, man.
I got the... Not the big one.
The Jimmy Crockett?
Daniel Boone.
The Daniel Boone. That's what I meant. Daniel
Boone, yeah. There's a Jimmy Crockett.
That's about the same size as my guy out there, right?
Yeah. It's big. You could probably do two turkeys in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wait, so tomorrow I got to cook two whole chickens, but I'm going to spatchcock them.
Badass.
I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to... They got like a mustard rub. I'm just going to go for it. But I got to feed Kelly's family.
Oh, you do? Are they coming over? Are you taking it to them?
Oh, yeah. We're going over there.
Cook them and take them over there.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's the... Man, that's great.
So I got to go. I'm going to go get two foil boats, big foil boats, and just... I'll cook them all in, throw them in the foil boat.
Keep them hot.
Foil it up.
You could even reheat them if you need to, whatever.
That's what I was thinking. Throw them in the oven just to keep them warm.
Yep. No, I've been to a...
I'm stoked, though. I'm stoked to be into the pellet world because I've never had a pellet grill.
No, it's so easy.
I know.
It's so good.
This one's got all the bells and whistles, too.
I know.
On the phone.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
I have Traegers.
Yeah.
And I think the Green Mountain's probably a superior grill as far as what I've seen. But
for price.
I've heard, but I've also heard that you can never replace that Traeger. I'm a Traeger guy, so
yeah.
I can't deny that, I guess.
But yeah.
It's a good buy. It's a good deal.
They're just super freaking expensive.
That's a good way to go.
For a freaking barbecue. That's the only reason why I would have bought a Traeger, but I didn't want to spend
my old man has one of each.
$1,500.
And they're side by side all the time. It's a great way to compare them. And you know what? Yeah. They both have their pros and their cons.
Yeah.
Well, they both have their pros. Let me put it that way.
Do you think they taste any different?
A little bit.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, a Traeger flavor is a distinct flavor.
Yeah, it is a distinct flavor.
You know it when you eat it, though. I don't know. You can put the pellets regardless of what you're putting it into. I don't know what the deal is.
Into the burner.
Just the way they're built, man. Just the way it is.
I got to figure it out.
Hey, why is the sky blue?
Why does the positive track on a Pontiac work?
It just does. Thank you. I was going to botch that one up. You saved me. Yeah. So.
We had fun. I think we're rearing the end for you mofos.
Yeah, we'll just say goodnight right now. That sounds good to me. It's been, I think this has been a really great thing. I really enjoyed hearing from the book, boy.
Yeah,
the book. Getting that sports section
taken care of. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
With some insightful information.
We'll get this out as soon as we can for you guys, for the listeners. And email us back, you guys. MarionCountyKnockoutBoys@yahoo.com.
MCKOB at yahoo.com. MCKOB at yahoo.com. And if you're not following us on Instagram,
yeah,
you're missing out.
You are missing out because we got some live posts tonight. So yep. Don't be a square.
We're working on that.
Don't be a square.
All right, guys. Everybody stay safe. Everybody have fun in this new year.
Yeah, and happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year's.
2020. Woo! 2020 vision.
Jimmy, you my boy.
Not really.
You're not. But you're here. I want to give you a shout out, too. Piece of shit. It's been a pleasure spending the evening with y'all. Everybody be good. Have a good night. Peace.